CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, 6:07. If you're just joining the show for the first time ever, I usually have a co-host. She hasn't been here for a couple of weeks. So if you did just join the show, you know, a couple of weeks ago on Monday, just so you know as well, there is usually a co-host. She's off sick. I mentioned a couple of days ago, if I go down sick, Jerry Shear's boss man is not here either to take over the reins.
What are you doing?
Because he's away. So I was like, oh, maybe Lee Dixon would have to do the breakfast show to make sure the station doesn't go off air. Well, guess who's sick? Lee Dixon. So he's out. He can't take over. And guess who else isn't feeling very well? Yours truly, the big dog, Adam Davison. I have done a rat test. I'm negative. It's not COVID. There's a lot going around at the moment, and it doesn't seem to be COVID for them either. So whatever that is, that's probably what I've got too. I'm not feeling that crash hot. I need you to help me through it today. The phone number's 1300 655 922. You call me anytime, and I'll just stay silent. You can do the talking, and we'll broadcast you talking. You can do my job, but I'll keep the pay. Alrighty, Alex, do you want to play 5 second rule? Please save me, Alex, with a 5 second rule.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Toxic Pony on CFM, 14 minutes past six. I've got three people on the line that want to play 5 second rule right now.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Hello.
Hello, Adam. I've
won 5 second
rule.
Oh, it's not Alex. Yeah, you're more than welcome, Naomi. You're first through. You want to do it? Do you have one for me?
Yeah, maybe I want to do it.
Okay, she's welcome to do it. Does she want to answer my question too?
Yeah, we better.
I'm Yap, and I'm 3 bands in 5 seconds.
Pearl Jam, Silverchair, Soundgarden. 3 bands, was it?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks, Maybell. Nice, easy one while I'm sick. Yeah, that I would have struggled with, actually. Obviously, Mbop. They have a Christmas song, I remember that.
Yeah.
Might have struggled. Can I ask you one then?
Yeah.
In 5 seconds, name 3 numbers on a dartboard.
What was it? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Yeah, she's done it. Yeah, it's pretty easy. It just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 20. So, correct, Maybell. Nice work.
Oh, does it? Where you go?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the 5 second rule.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning to you, too, as well.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Just Adam this morning, no Ari once again, and there's only like a little bit of Adam here, to be honest, because I don't feel very well. But we do have a cough mute button on the desk, and I've never used it before. Most desks in radio have a cough mute in case you cough. I'm going to try it right now for the first time, just to, you know, get a bit of content out of the fact that I have a cough. All right, I don't even know if it works. Oh, there we go. Cough mute, so that'll come in handy all morning. I remember actually Alan Jones, before he retired, he would use the cough mute quite a lot, especially at this time of the morning. He'd have quite the cough every show around 6 to 7, and he'd use it a lot, but he wouldn't quite get it in time. You'd hear the start of his cough, so he'd be like, like that. So he'd be like, yeah, look, the Australian government. He wouldn't quite get it. You'd think one of his producers would come in and go, Alan, you're not quite muting that cough. Yeah, 24 past 6, he's trying to go... That's what his show sounded like at the end. So this morning, maybe I'll become Adam Jones.
Now, right across the northwest coast, it's Adam Jones.
Yeah, good morning, 24 past 6. Look, I want to talk this morning about the problem of bats and flying foxes. They fly over people's backyards, defecating in people's pools. I think I've got him down pat. I think I've become the champion himself, Alan Jones.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Next up, we're going to play Who Dat? Can you spot Morgan Freeman from a lineup of three? But right now...
Now, right across the northwest coast, it's Adam Jones.
Yes, good morning, 34 past 6. Look, I want to talk about the issue of bats
and flying foxes. They fly over people's houses in northern Queensland, defecating in people's pills, defecating on people's heads. Why the bats and the flying foxes protected? The people are protected. These are flying vermin. And yet, they're protected.
Adam Jones there.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, Aphrodite, now's your chance to go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean wood heater assessment, plus a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats. All you got to do is call up 1300-655-922 and tell me which of the following three clips is Morgan Freeman. The other two are not Morgan Freeman. Remember, it's a one in three chance if you have a stab, or if you're the second caller through and the first caller gets it wrong, it's a one in two shot. So it's worth a go. Pretty good prize. 1300-655-922 if you know which of the following three clips is Morgan Freeman. Here we go. Here's clip A.
It's the incredible true story of how I came to be fired from Pets at Home.
B.
The part that Sam played, Quentin wrote that with me in mind.
C.
Denzel and I were in a Joseph Papp production of Coriolanus.
Can you do it? A, B, or C? Which is Morgan Freeman? We'll go again. Here's A.
It's the incredible true story of how I came to be fired from Pets at Home.
B.
The part that Sam played, Quentin wrote that with me in mind.
C.
Denzel and I were in a Joseph Papp production of Coriolanus.
What do you reckon? Which one's Morgan Freeman? Tell me at 1300-655-922 and you go into the draw for both those great prizes. This is Banners on CFM.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Rob from Devonport is on the line to play Who Dat. Now, Rob, are you a fan of Morgan Freeman? Do you think you know him?
Maybe you have a chance.
Maybe have a chance? You're having a bit of a stab in the dark, are you?
Well, yeah, I don't know before you played any of them, so yeah.
Oh, okay, well, here we go. I'll run them for you. You tell me which one is Morgan Freeman. Here's clip A.
It's the incredible true story of how I came to be fired from Pets at Home.
B.
The part that Sam played, Quentin wrote that with me in mind.
C.
Denzel and I were in a Joseph Papp production of Coriolanus.
Rob, which one's Morgan Freeman?
C.
Denzel and I were in a Joseph Papp production of Coriolanus.
Correct, that is Morgan Freeman. Nice one, Rob.
Thank you.
Clip B was Lawrence Fishburne. Didn't really sound like him, but clip A was a guy named Charlie Hopkinson doing an impression, which I thought was pretty accurate, but you got it, Rob. Didn't trick you today. Excellent work, mate. You're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks on a flue clean and wood heater assessment, plus $50 to spend at a cut above quality meats, and we'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Third Eye Blind. I don't know if that was in a teen movie, but for some reason when I hear that song, I always just think of a bunch of teens at the end of a teen movie high-fiving. They lost their virginity and they got straight A's.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
That's what happens at the end of all the teen movies, isn't it? They lose their virginity and they get straight A's. Something like that. And they have a house party, probably, usually. 26th of May today. Let's have a look at it in history. It was on this day in 1897 that Dracula, written by Bram Stoker, was published in London. On this day in 1969, John Lennon and his wife Yoko began their 8-day sleep-in for peace in Montreal. I just had a bit of a rest for a few days and said, "We're not getting out of bed until there's peace, y'all." On the seventh day, that's when they recorded Give Peace a Chance. And they sound pretty refreshed after that big long rest.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's like Ram-a-lam-a ding dong or Give Peace a Chance.
It was on this day in 1971 that Don McLean recorded his hit song American Pie.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy.
And it was on this day back in 1995 that Kerry Packer supposedly won $20 million in a single night at the blackjack tables at the MGM Casino. And it is said out there by the peoples that the rich got a little bit richer that day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, 7:08 on a Thursday. It's Adam, no Ari. I'm not feeling particularly healthy myself. I have tested negative to COVID, but there's also no one left to do this shift. Lee Dixon, the great Lee Dixon, he's sick. He was the only one I could think of that would be able to do this shift, or at least stop it from going off air. but he can't come in, he's sick. So it's just me struggling through it. I tell you, I did not want to get out of the shower this morning. That was where I wanted to be, the warm shower warming up my bones. But just because I'm not feeling that well doesn't mean that there isn't some great show on the way. Let me tell you this, Debbie Evans, the CEO of Lifeline, is going to join me before 8 o'clock to talk about the push-up challenge. The push-up challenge starts next month, so there's still time to be a part of it. It's all about raising money and awareness to do with mental health and all the stuff that Lifeline do. Word Sanger coming up. Another way to win with that one. Dog news. The beloved dog news. I got more on Anthony Albanese's dog today. Stick around for it. And today I'm asking, what did you put in the washing machine? CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport, what have you put through the washing machine? Or if you've got a story, 1300 655 922. There's some good ones coming up on the Facebooks today. I'll get to it next. Here's Spin Doctors. This is CFM, 10 past 7, and good morning to you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
What did you put through the washing machine? Anna said my daughter accidentally washed a green frog and it did survive. Rachel said AirPods Pro, they still work. Plus my wedding dress, put that in with a red bridesmaid dress. I'm thinking you had a pink wedding dress on your hands, Rachel. Jess said my husband's old Motorola, it was in his jeans pockets, went through the wash, then the dryer. Still worked though. Old technology, it's resilient. Vanessa said my bank card, it totally ruined the chip on it, and always my headphones, yes. I've put many a headphone through the wash, and USBs as well. And they seem to work afterwards. I don't think I've ever ruined headphones. I've done it a lot of times with headphones, but they always seem to somehow work when you get them out. Krista said my daughter's grade 10 USB. It had all her work on it. We watched it swoosh around for an hour, spun it out, and put it in a glass of rice, and it did survive as well. Still using it 6 years later. Well, you know you can trust it to survive if it's been through the wash and it's still working. Alspeth said, a camera. Wow, that's not good. A camera. It was down on the suitcase wrapped in dirty washing. So I got home and just put the washing into the machine without checking. And also her hubby's mobile. Now, I'm guessing the camera broke. She didn't write anything else. So I'm guessing that one did not survive. Kat said, a nappy by accident. I do not recommend it. So much mess. God. And John, this is a big one. John said, Benny, our kitten, in the front loader. One morning he jumped in whilst the door was open and a partial load was in it. The door was closed with him in it. No, we didn't know Benny was in there. The machine started. Luckily for Benny, he started to meow, albeit very quietly. We were about to leave for Sprayton races. I couldn't find Benny, but as the noise got louder, I tracked poor little Benny down in the washing machine, obviously. No harm done, and he was nice and clean. Benny lived another 10 years after that, but he never jumped into that front loader again. He learned his lesson, and they've got photos somewhere. So there we go. Keep them coming in. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport. We've got Fitbits that still work, TV remotes that still work on there. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport. What have you put through the wash? Alrighty, it seems we're about to see a whole lot more of the new Prime Ministerial dog, Anthony Albanese's dog, Toto, with the female Cavoodle making her debut on Twitter via the account Toto Albanese, Australia's first dog. This went up on Tuesday. So there you go. Hello, Australia. This is the first tweet. Hello, Australia. Dad thought it'd be a furry good idea. Genius. Very nice. A furry good idea to get me a Twitter account. So here I am, Wolf. The account's opening tweet read, the admin who runs the account landed somewhere between a human voice and a dog voice, but Twitter didn't seem to mind, with the account racking up 4,000 followers in a matter of hours. The feed contacted the owner of the Twitter account and was confirmed that it was just a fan, it wasn't someone from Mr. Albanese's office, though some on Twitter seem to think it's the latter. So far, the account's content includes retweets and shares from other accounts who have spotted Toto. So, Toto Albanese, Minister for Good Boys, read one retweet, which featured a picture of Toto sporting his signature campaign look of a red Albo 2022 neck scarf. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison also had a family dog, a black schnoodle named Buddy. The schnoodle did not have a Twitter account. which seems to make this a first for Australia's first pets. There you go. Toto breaking all the rules. The response to Toto's arrival on Twitter has been mixed. One person under the tweet said, great idea for an account, but please, 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 for the love of dog. Another good pun. Please, for the love of dog, Toto's dad was another dog. Albo is several things to Toto, but dad ain't one of them. I agree with that. When you call a human being the dad or the mum of a dog, it is a bit annoying. So that's fair enough. But if you want to find Toto Albanese on Twitter, just look up at Toto Albanese. That's today's dog news. All's well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Now's your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. What you got to do is you guess the word that goes in the middle of the other two words that our word machine Theo will give you right now. 1-300-655-922 is how you guess. Here are the words.
Your words for today are hand and machine.
Hand something, something machine. We're looking for the something in the middle that links it all up. Hand something. Something machine. Hand something. Something machine. You've got to call me at 1-300-655-922 and tell me what that something is. Hand something. Something machine. Pretty easy, I think. 1-300-655-922.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Matt from Burnie, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a bit under the weather, but it's not COVID. I tested neg, so I'm here.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, our word machine Theo, he's also a supreme gentleman. He's going to give you the words and you give us that middle word. Let's do this.
Your words for today are hand and machine.
What goes in the middle, Matt?
Is it sewing?
It's not sewing. Sorry, Matty. Thanks for playing.
No worries, mate. Have a good one.
Cheers, mate. You too, babe. Yeah, I will do. Finn from Ulverston.
Yep. I'm nine.
9 years old. All right. Well, we'll get Theo to give you the words and then you give us that middle word.
Your words for today are hand and machine.
Finny boy, what goes in the middle?
Washing.
The word for my sanger is washing. Hand washing. Washing machine.
Of course it is, Finn.
Thanks.
Nice work, Finn. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater and we'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Awesome. Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Good morning, it is CFM. Debbie Evans, the CEO of Lifeline Tasmania, is on the phone with me to tell us about the push-up challenge happening next month. Debbie, what's it all about?
Yeah, look, the push-up challenge was originally created by a guy called Nick Hudson, who with a group of friends sort of started the challenge as a way to get fit. But in facing some of his own life challenges and mental health issues, turned the push-up challenge into a way to raise funds to support better mental health and suicide prevention. So now each year the challenge takes place between the 1st and the 24th of June, with participants this year taking on 3,139 push-ups across the 24 days to shine the light on the number of suicides that we had in 2020. So it's a really important number of push-ups because it actually, you know, it raises the subject of suicide and it shines the light on a way to both get fit and learn more about mental health.
Yeah, and we can register as individuals. Can we register as teams as well?
Absolutely. And it's a really great thing to do as a team. You know, you can participate as an individual or you can participate with some of your work colleagues. You can participate as a community. And so you're getting fit and you're supporting mental health at the same time as connecting with other people.
Now, raising money by doing something physical like this, does that also raise awareness for the fact that our physical health and our mental health go hand in hand?
Absolutely, it has a huge impact on your mental health and being physically fit and being active and connecting with other people, so reducing social isolation, are all really important things that create positive mental health.
And what happens if we can't get the target amount of push-ups?
I think that's a really good question. So, you know, for some of us who find push-ups a little difficult, you can actually set your own challenge. Like you can do sit-ups, you can do squats, or you can tailor your own exercise program, you know, to suit your physical capability, and you can also choose to do, you know, 50% of the target each day or 25% of the challenge. You know, it's really about having a go, having some fun, doing some exercise. And each day, when you go onto the Facebook page and they set the target for the day, there's a link that actually gives you a new mental health fact each day. So it's learning about mental health as well as getting fit.
Yeah, cool. And it raises funds. Where do the funds go?
Yeah, so last year, just some, you know, statistics from last year. Last year, we had 240 million push-ups across Australia. We had 174,000 participants, and we raised raised $9 million. And that goes to organisations like Lifeline and Movember, and it helps us support our services for suicide prevention. And if you really want to target Lifeline Tasmania as the beneficiary, when you go on to register, you can actually choose Lifeline Tasmania as the beneficiary.
And I've actually seen some footage and some pictures of some Antarctic explorers taking on the challenge and doing the push-ups. And, hey, that'll keep them warm as well.
That'll keep them warm as well.
Perfect. And, yeah, here in Tassie, it's not that much different to the Antarctic in the winter.
No, that's
so
right.
Keep
that's
warm
right.
with
this
the push-up
a good
challenge.
Way to stay warm.
Yeah, where can we register and get more info?
Yeah, so you go to the pushupchallenge.com.au and you can register there. You can get people to sponsor you. You could provide a donation. And as I said, you know, Lifeline Tasmania is where you would like those funds to go. Choose us as the beneficiary.
Yeah, and remember the Lifeline number is 13 11 14. That's available anytime. Debbie Evans, CEO of Lifeline, thanks for being with me.
Thanks very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. 10 past 8 on a Thursday, making our way through the week nicely. Congrats to you. Congrats to me. Friday tomorrow. How about that? Cheers. Cheers. Coming up this hour, Leanne from Lifeblood will join me. We're talking all things plasma and blood donation. Chorus Kings, call and sing for your chance to win. It's that simple. You could go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Birthday book, if you know someone celebrating a birthday today, get it in. cfmtas.com.au for a chance to win a $50 voucher to peppermint parties. And today we're talking about what if you put through the washing machine? Had some great ones so far, but get yours in, CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport on Facebook, or call me 1-300-655-922. I'll get to some more comments next. It's CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
What if you put through the washing machine? Sally said my son put his passport through not once, not twice, but three times because he kept forgetting to hang the clothes out and he had to rewash them. And the passport was in there every time. Sadly, the passport did not survive. A costly wash. Yes, indeed. Passports aren't easy to get back. Caitlin, my phone at the time. I had not long had my first daughter and I was sleep deprived. Went through a full cycle. Still worked. Not even needing the famous rice trick where you put it in a cup of rice. Good old Galaxy 5. Again, old technology. It was resilient. Then they started to be like, hang on, we don't want people's technology to keep working. We want them to buy new ones, don't we? Sally said, keys, phone, many nappies, remote controls, a lizard, lighters, paper money. I still haven't learned to check pockets. They've all gone through. Sarah, she said, a camera. We had another camera earlier, but Sarah said, a camera's gone through that then turned itself in and took photos of the washing. Also a disposable nappy. Don't ever do that. Had a few people say, yep, done that. The disposable nappy, don't do it. It makes quite the mess. Imagine trying to get out of the nooks and crannies inside the washing machine. Oh, dear. Amanda said, Darlene, the stuffed animal, didn't survive. And Amanda's posted a picture there too. Darlene, the carnage. Oh, when a beloved stuffed animal dies, the kids are devastated. Siobian said, my husband accidentally put our cat through. We've had another cat go through. Our cat GT's gone through the washing machine. $2,000 plus in vet bills. You wouldn't even know if you looked at him. But so at least GT was okay. But that's the second cat this morning that we've heard has gone through the washing machine and survived okay. But I'm sure the cat was mad and angry because cats hate being wet. And Charlotte has said, not me, but I used to work in a laundry in a nursing home, and we would get all kinds of things. Dentures, hearing aids, money, razors, wallets, spoons. They've all gone through. I used to work at the Royal Hobart Hospital in Hobart, and I was involved in picking the dirty linen up and dispatching it between two places, the prison and Blue Line. They're the two places, 50-50, that did the washing at the Royal Hobart Hospital. And sometimes you'd find weapons and other contraband in the washing that they were trying to sneak into the prison, but it'd go to Blue Line, and Blue Line would call the hospital and be like, just so you know, found a shiv in our washing.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Time for birthday shout-outs. These have been submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au, and they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquees, photo booths, and lots more. Happy birthday today, the 26th of May, to Floydie from Devonport. Happy 5th birthday, my precious boy. Yay, today has finally arrived. You're 100% worthy of celebrating every day, but especially on your birthday, as turning the big 5 is super special. Yay, celebrations begin. We got Rebecca Wright from Burnie. Happy birthday, my man. I love you. Have a great day. This might be from Rebecca Wright, but it just says Rebecca Wright from Burnie. Happy birthday, my man. I love you. Have a great day. We love you, Daddy. Happily birthday. Love Brandon, Isabella, Jalila, Kaisha, and Hendrix. Harper from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Harper. Love Mum, Dad, and Madison. Zachary Woodhall from Devonport. A big happy birthday to Zachary. Hope you have the best day ever, buddy. Love from Dad, Jacob, Chloe, Ryan, Sophie, Ella, and Jackson. Evie Burke from Stanley, happy birthday, baby girl. Love your nanny and granddad. Tanya Walsh from Burnie, have a great day and enjoy being spoilt. Love from all the family. Beanie French from Smithton, happy birthday, babe. Lots of love, Kylie. Laurie Marshall from Don, happy birthday, Pop. Hope you enjoy your big day. Lots of love, Mark, Alice, Zoe, Yasmin, and Talia. Bradley Davis from Penguin. Happy 13th, Bradley. Have a ripper day. Love Ryan, Clay, Nan, and Mum. Rhiannon Goss from Latrobe. Happy 15th birthday. We love you and wish you the best day at school with your friends. Lots of love, Mum, Dad, and Lachlan. Joran McGlasson from Wynyard. Happy 18th birthday, Joran. Hope you have a great day. Love always, Dad. And we have Aaron from Burnie. Happy birthday, Aaron. Whoops, I wrote my own name in the last announcement. Sorry, it says. Happy birthday, babe. Love you from Beck, Brandon, Isabella, Jalila, Kaisha, and Hendrix. We made it. CFMTAS.com.au to get your birthday entries in. This is Noel Horan and Anne-Marie. You're listening to CFM, and it's 23 past 8. Hope you're having a good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
I have Tanya on the phone at 1300 655 922 with a last minute birthday shout out. Go for it, Tanya.
I'd like to do a big birthday shout out to Zach Woodhall.
Zach,
saying happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Zach Woodhall. How old's Zach? I think I saw him in the book there.
I think he's 26.
The big 26, eh? You think? Well, we'll go with 20. We'll go with 26, and we'll hope for the best. We'll hope it's correct.
I hope I'm not overestimating.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll hear from Zach if you are.
Absolutely. Anyway, happy birthday, Zach, from Tanya and the team at Multicap.
Oh, thanks so much, Tanya. Yeah, Zach. I'm looking at Zach's birthday book entry now, and it doesn't say his age there either. So I can't confirm or deny for you, but we'll see. Thanks, Tanya.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
All right, pop on your singing shoes. Pop on your singing hat. If you've got a singing shirt and singing trousers, pop them on as well, because it's time to sing. The phone number's 1300 655 922. I'm going to give you the line of a song, and you give me the next line. That's how you be a chorus king. If it's the correct line, you go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, local like us. Again, the phone number's 1300 655 922, and the line is... Another great Australian artist. Do it for your country. You know the next line. Come on, Australia's depending on you.
starter.
What's that next bit? Do you know 1-300-655-922?
Wonder when I'll spit it out, yeah, I'm just getting started.
Australia's counting on you. 1-300-655-922. Go again, one more time.
Wonder when I'll spit it out, yeah, I'm just getting started.
1-300-655-922.
Ozmade, nothing but the biggest Aussie hits at night. From the biggest names in Aussie music.
Yeah, I'm just getting started.
Music news, tours, new releases and more.
All day, every day.
Get it all with Ozmade weeknights from 10 p.m.
on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
A certain Ozmade promo may have just given away the answer here.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Hey, it's Mysterious Mel.
Mysterious Mel, have you played a competition today?
No.
Are you going to do some singing today, Mysterious Mel, or are you going to chicken out?
I can never do good singing, but I'll attempt to sing.
Okay, I'll give you the line, Mysterious Mel, and you take it from there, all right?
Okay.
Hey, let's do this.
Wonder when I spit it out, yeah, I'm just getting started.
Go, Mysterious Mel.
Oh, sugar me tits and... poo.
That's incorrect. That's not the line, I'm afraid, Mel. All right, bye, Mel. Alex from Devonport. Mate, do you know the artist we're playing with today?
Amy Shark.
Yeah. Are you a big fan?
Oh, yeah, pretty big fan.
Pretty big fan. Are you going to see her in Devonport when she comes, or did you miss out on a ticket?
I haven't got a ticket yet.
Mate, you're too late. It sold out really quickly.
I wanted
to go too. I missed out on a ticket myself. It sold out real quick. It's at the Parramatta Arts Centre and bam, they were all gone before they were even on sale pretty much.
Oh, she's pretty popular.
Yeah, she's great. All right, Alex, I'll give you the line and you take it from there, all right?
All right.
Let's do it.
Wonder when I spit it out, yeah, I'm just getting started.
Go, Alex.
Tell them all I said hi, hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell.
Oh, listen to him. Let's check the tape.
Tell them all.
Yep. That's Alex, our chorus king today. Nice one. You've done Amy and you're country proud, Alex.
You.
Mate, you're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and we'll be in touch tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday if you've been drawn.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning. This is CFM. I have on the phone with me Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania. We like to catch up and have a chat about donating blood. Today, we want to talk about plasma. So, Leanne, what actually is plasma?
So plasma is a part of your blood because your blood's actually made up of three main parts, which includes the red cells, which is the part you see, some platelets and the plasma. But the plasma is the yellow part of your blood, and we get it by spinning your blood in the machine and bringing out that liquid gold.
Yeah, right. And so then what happens after you've taken the plasma out?
So we actually use it for 18 different life-saving treatments. It's things like surgery, it can protect unborn babies from certain diseases, it's in your tetanus injection, and it can even help people with immune deficiencies live normal lives.
Right. And why would we donate plasma over whole blood?
So plasma is amazing because we're returning those red cells to you. You do feel a little bit better afterwards sometimes because you get that iron stored back. So really good for people if they're taking iron supplements. Also, at the end of your donation, we actually put a bit of hydration back into you through the needle. So that's a bit of an added bonus. And also, you can donate every 2 weeks. So if you want to save more lives more often, plasma is definitely for you.
And the all-important question, do you still get snacks afterwards?
Oh, absolutely. You still get snacks afterwards.
Perfect. And now there's a little bit of sickness going around. There's a few throat infections happening, some colds, some flus. If you're not feeling well, obviously with COVID, you have to stay home anyway. But if you're not feeling that well or you have a cold or something, can you still donate or should you stay away?
Well, if you're not feeling fit and well, definitely push back your appointment. We do like people nice and healthy, so it's safe for you to donate when you come into the donor centre.
Yep. Okay. And Leanne, where do we go if we want to donate?
So to book in, you can go to lifeblood.com.au. You can use our Donate Blood app or call 13 14 95.
Thanks, Leanne.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Thursday morning. Just Adam in here. I'm like the only member of staff left at CFM, and guess what? I'm not feeling that well. I have tested negative to COVID, so it's not COVID, but we'll have no one left. We're going to have no one left soon. I said the other day, maybe Lee Dixon will have to take over the breakfast show if I go down, but he's sick too. So there really is no one. There's no one. So I mean, you might just get a playlist of music tomorrow. You never know. Who knows? Tune in at 6 and find out. But today I am here, and today we're talking about what have you thrown through the washing machine. Luke and Desiree have said, my mum washed a dead bird in her machine that the cat had left in there without realising. Oh, imagine the mess. Feathers everywhere. Renee said, tissue paper. Yes, we've all done that. A tissue in the pocket. Oh, that is bad. Goes all over everything. You can't get it out. You have to do many, many cycles to get rid of that tissue paper. Renee also said her husband's nuts and bolts and screws and his flathead screwdriver. Stop putting tools in the washing machine, Renee. Or Renee's husband. Renee's bank card also went in at one point, and her lip balm. It's all gone through. And Cecilia said, after stripping the bed to wash the doona cover and the sheets, I threw the lot in the machine, feeling proud of myself for getting the chore done early. Got to take out the wet washing to hang on the line, only to discover the remote control for our bedroom TV sitting in the bottom of the washing machine. Eek! And no, the remote did not work afterwards. Had a few people saying the remote. A lot of people are putting the remotes through the washing machine, it turns out. And a lot of people saying it still worked afterwards as well, but not for Cecilia. The remote was dead. CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, add yours. Coming up, Kygo, Whitney Houston, Red Hot Chili Peppers is in there. This is Super High and Nika, and you're listening to CFM Morning.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari. Today I've been asking, what have you put through the washing machine? CFM Devonport, CFM Burnie, to continue the conversation. Charlie has said, my ex-partner's phone, twice. Is that why... He's your ex-partner, maybe? And Carlene has said, rocks, bullets, lighters, tobacco, pocket knives, car keys, lip balm, a clean nappy, marbles, horse saddle blankets, nuts, bolts, screws, a tent fly, just the fly, a wallet, sunscreen, you name it, I've washed it. So Carlene has got to be the washing machine queen today, I think. Carlene, congrats, Carlene. I don't know if that's a title you're proud of, but congrats. Carlene Gibson. Washing machine queen of the Northwest Coast. Workday hits up next.